Well, what is settlement? That's really going to be the core of what we're looking at. You're going to have to come up with your own definitions of what we mean by settlement. I'm going to look at some different examples. But in essence, settlement is where you live. Now, this poses an interesting question, which is, where can you live? Now, if I ask this question in the UK, almost certainly everybody in the room would come back at me and would say, well, we live in a house. I asked this question in Hong Kong, almost certainly everybody will come back at me and say, well, we live in a flat. Not everybody, but almost everybody. The way in which those two countries work are very different. In the UK, we look down very much on flats because we've got enough room to have a house. So outside of the big cities, which is where most people live, to be honest, we just don't use flats. And even in the big cities, we still mostly have houses. So where is it that people can actually live? Well, the kind of things that we need to do is we need to think, what different places have we seen and what types of home do those places contain? For example, some settlements will be very, very, very small, as in a building. Oh, what might that look like? Well, what about a farm? Someone who lives out in the middle of agricultural land in a single building, propped up on a hill somewhere, nobody around, sounds lovely, I know. That is a settlement. Or they might live in somewhere a bit bigger. They might live in a town. You know, there might be a few thousand people living together in a number of, you know, in both houses and in flats, but living together in a place with a few shops, maybe a railway station, and so on and so forth. Or people might be living in a mega city, Shanghai. Those of you who've been to Shanghai, which I think is probably a large number of you, Shanghai is a mega city. In Shanghai, you find millions, I forget how many at the moment, 15 million is, no, I don't remember. I know the largest mega city in the world is Tokyo, which is 47 million people living in one place. You know, where you find everything you could possibly want, every kind of shop, every kind of service, every kind of building in which to live. So these are the sorts of things that we're familiar with. Yes, we understand what an isolated farmhouse might look like. Yes, we understand what a town might look like. Yes, we understand what a city might look like because we live in a city. These are all settlements. And some of these are very large and some of these are very, very small. The problem is that these are just what we are used to. Some people might elect to live on a bus or on a vehicle. Some people might elect to live together, but may not actually have a substantial infrastructure. You know, homeless people, where they come together and they live, but they don't have a building. So is that a settlement? Well, yes, in some measure it is. So as we go through this, we have to be very open to the fact that settlement is not necessarily what we understand settlement to be. Settlement is not necessarily a city or a town or even a house. These are words that we're familiar with and that we see. But elsewhere, other people have very different interpretations. People can settle in lots of different ways. You look at Africa, wooden huts are still quite widely used. In fact, huts made of cow dung are still quite widely used in Africa. And straw is quite a good building material, actually. People who live in a religious community, they still live there, they still live together, and they're bound by rules, but it's a religious community. These are all different types of settlement.